We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up!
You know, you guys really are like the hip-hop early morning, late night. Talk show.
The Breakfast Club is the most powerful, popular, urban radio show in America.
Live from the Black Mothership in New York City, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, and Jess Hilarious.
Thank y'all for being cultural leaders, man. I appreciate what y'all do for the culture.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm always nervous when I do the Breakfast Club because sometimes you say stuff and it's just going to get you in trouble.
Everybody wake up.
Wake it up.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, y'all? It's Bianca, your girl B from Bankhead, the real and out in the building. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
What's up, happening?
Get it off your chest.
Look, I got to get this off my chest. We got a lot of people coming to Atlanta talking about they're from Atlanta. And baby, this is the real Atlanta. So I wanted to go ahead and put the nonprofit out on the map. It's called Forever I Love Atlanta, Forever Spell F-U-R. We black people in the neighborhood that represent all the animal lovers. It's real in Atlanta because you got so many white people kissing cats, acting like people don't. I know too many dudes out here taking care of more pit bulls than they kids. We love our animals over here. So whatever they got going on, it ain't true. Go ahead and follow your girl. Follow the nonprofit. I represent Atlanta.
I'm so confused. First of all, I need to know what this. What is this nonprofit about? First of all, because I'm so confused. So, you hit us with about 3 different things just now.
Okay, so I have a nonprofit. We represent the people of Atlanta who love their pets. Since so many people be talking about Atlanta the hood, we don't care, all this different stuff. We care about our animals. So I started a nonprofit to change what the people who look like animal care look like. They always got some white lady kissing the kitten. No, show the thug. Show the little same things out here shaking it. You know what I'm saying? Because we out here loving and caring about our neighborhood, too. But don't try to kick us out. We the real Atlanta.
Why not call it Forever I Love Animals?
It's called Forever I Love Atlanta because we love not only our animals, but we love Atlanta too. And look, I represented Atlanta last year on the Puppy Super Bowl on Animal Planet and Discovery Channel. It's up. Bank can in the building, zone one. Go follow your girl and show your love for all the people out there showing love to the pets and the animals in the neighborhood. That's love right. Thy neighbor and love thy pet.
Love thy neighbor and love thy pet. Okay.
Even if they're not from Atlanta, love them.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Malia. How you doing?
What's up, Malia? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, so I seen a story about some, basically this guy, he's white, and he basically called black people dogs subliminally, and he was referring to Beyonce coming out with the country music and
talking about the country. John Snyder.
Yeah, oh, that's the guy, yeah.
Yes, from Dukes of Hazzard.
I felt like, I'm going through so much right now, I just felt like, I don't know, rage, I don't know. I just felt some type of way. I couldn't do it.
Well, swing on him when you see him.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
He's I don't joking, even fight no more. I done got grown.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, then you don't want to do nothing then. Yeah, everybody.
No, I want to do a lot. I'm trying to do a lot. So.
People just want to call the radio station and tweet and all of that. No, man, I'm tired of this. You don't like something, swing on the person when you see him.
Swing on the person and then get knocked out or shot or anything.
Shot, knocked out.
Because she's trying to take up little Beyonce.
Well, exactly. Well, shut it up then. You ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, my God. That's why it's called Get It Off Your Chest.
800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Trey out here in South Carolina. What's going on, man?
What's up, Trey?
Trey, what up? What part of SCU calling from?
Myrtle Beach.
Hey, okay.
Get it off your chest, Trey.
Hey, man. So this traffic out here is crazy.
Hey, no cursing, man. Effing curse, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, man.
I want to know what y'all think about the traffic out here, man. South Carolina.
We're not there. We're not in Myrtle Beach.
Well, I know. Come again?
We're not in Myrtle Beach. How would we know what the traffic is like?
Well, what do y'all think about inflation? That's another thing. Holy crap. I tell you.
Can't stand it, by the way.
Thank you, Trey.
Can't stand it. I got a baby, and I tell you what, I'm paying $45 for 25 diapers. It is insane.
Man, I'd be looking at menus in places, and I'd be like, damn, I was in the hotel yesterday, and I was like, $42?
The hotel be expensive.
A piece of salmon?
The hotel be expensive. And then it'd be like a $9 delivery fee.
Man, nah, got
and
the
tax,
that.
It'd be
I just got that $130.
Yeah, no.
Hello, who's this?
This is Niall, baby, coming from the ATL from New York. What's going on, y'all? First of all, I want to give a shout out to Jess Hilarious. Congratulations on your baby. Congratulations on your success on your shows. Congratulations on the new job, baby.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bro. Find you now. Let's get into it. Where's Uncle Snacky?
I'm right here, sir.
Oh, don't call him.
What's happening?
Here we go. Let's get into this. Your gayness is out of control, sir.
The who?
The gayness.
We got to talk about yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Your obsession with white men yesterday and John Cena. You talk about this man used to wrestle in wrestling trunks. John Cena only wrestled in shorts, my guy. What have you been fantasizing about?
denim jean shorts.
Look at it, but those weren't wrestling trunks. Those were regular street jean shorts.
Yeah, but
what
are
you fantasizing about, Aunt Charlotte?
But that's when he made the transition to the John Cena character. All wrestlers wear those little briefs, and you know that.
Let him fantasize now. Let him fantasize.
And by the way, that is what he...
I'm going to let that go on because you're going hard again. I don't know exactly what you're going on with the freak-offs, the P. Diddy, or what.
And that is what he had on at the Oscars, by the way. He had on the little wrestling briefs behind that little cardboard.
I don't doubt it. I'm just driving with y'all. But hey, real talk, I just want to congratulate y'all on all y'all success. Y'all have come a freaking long way. You hear me? From the immature jackasses y'all used to be to the grown, mature representatives of the black community, I just want to say congratulations to all y'all success. And I want to give a shout out to my wife, if that's possible.
Go ahead, brother.
All right, I just want to give a shout out to Miss Jody Middleton. Y'all loves you. I got our kids in the car right now. We on our way to work and school. And I want to give a shout out to Cash App. We try to buy a house, so we try to do big things, but it's hard as hell. Cash App is the Mrs. Middleton. That's with two E's. The Mrs. Middleton. Middleton spelt like royalty.
All right, brother. Good luck. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Got the brother D1. Welcome,
yes,
brother.
Indeed. Man, thank y'all for having me, man.
I didn't know this was your first time up here. I thought for sure you was up here, but D1 was up here before.
You serious, bro?
I honestly did.
Man, well, hey, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. That means my presence must be getting felt, you heard me, even if I wasn't here.
That's, you know, because you run into D1 so much.
So many times.
At least back in the day, I used to run into D1 a lot. You know, yeah. D1 just be... You know, you be out.
Yeah,
you be
popping up, people. Man. Yeah, there you go. Touching the people. That's always been the goal. I've been to your book signings before, yep. You heard me? Yep. In South Carolina. Yep. I done seen you backstage at A3C.
Yep.
Like, really working because I never had anything given to me in this industry. So when I stopped being a middle school teacher back in Louisiana, I was like, damn, I'm about to be a rapper now. It was important for me to go out there and make it happen. So how you make it happen? You form organic connections. I remember when I was a teacher in Louisiana, I used to be Fredo Bang's middle school teacher. You heard me? Like, wow. Literally. And I remember before I told my class, like, look, I'm about to stop teaching after this year to be a rapper. I was like, dang, is there going to be longevity in the music industry the way there is if I was to stay being a teacher? And all these years later, I'm still here and still ascending. You heard me? So that's God, bro. That's why I know my path is divine. Nobody could say, well, D, you had this person that put you on. God orchestrated my blessings, bro, mm-hmm. to where nobody could get the credit except for him from me.
You said you were Fredo Bang's teacher. Did you know when you were teaching him that he was going to be a rapper, he was going to be a star?
Not at all. Nah. No. Nah, I just knew he was a funny little dude. He was cool. He had a sense of humor. And he was smart. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he was not to be played with. He was serious. Mm-hmm. You know, he was serious about just demanding his respect. But he was just a cool dude.
Mm. Yeah. I did a video with him. Because he put out an album called Yes, I'm Sad.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I did a video with him encouraging him to go to therapy. And then I actually connected him with a therapist. That's coming out soon.
Good.
But he actually sat down with a real therapist. I mean, I don't suggest people broadcast it, but if they want to, I'm not mad at it.
What, know? If people broadcast going to therapy?
Yeah. I mean, no, sitting down, like, the actual session. Like,
The actual session.
I think they're doing the actual session. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think. I did that once for VH1, and I'll never do like that again.
Yeah, bro, because it's hard to be transparent.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Super hard to be. I went to therapy, actually, right after that BET Cypher. I started going to therapy, bro. Mm-hmm. I was signed to RCA at the time, right? And, you know, you're on the BET Cypher, you're thinking your life about to change after this night. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And nothing changed after that night.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Nothing changed after that night. So I was like, damn, man. And I was feeling like, I know I'm the underdog in this industry because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm on some righteous stuff. I'm on some put God first stuff. I come from New Orleans. Like, after that, I felt like I blew my shot. It started messing with me mentally to where I was like, dang, I kind of don't even want to be here no more. Not in the industry, but on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started realizing, like, dang, I'm having suicidal thoughts behind feeling like I'm professionally a failure, I realized I couldn't separate David from D1 at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unhealthy, you know what I mean? And for the first time in life, I went to therapy because I was like talking to my friends that ain't getting it at this point, talking to my grandma, rest in peace, that ain't cutting it at this point. So therapy really did help me, but ultimately what helped me even more than therapy was understanding my God-given purpose. For like, man, I know who my creator is, I know why I was put here, and I was put here to glorify him. So who am I to think that my whole life is a failure because one moment didn't elevate me professionally?
Let me ask you a question. You know, they consider you a Christian rapper, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not, you know?
Because the reason is I feel like they put you in a box, but there's a lot of rappers that preach positivity and exactly. don't preach gang, don't preach guns, don't preach violence, and they're not put in that same box, but they seem to put you in that box.
You know why? It's because they smart. The other rappers, they crafty. I ain't gonna say it's smart. They crafty though. They'll have a positive message, but then they'll sprinkle in some, but I'll smash your girl, you know what I mean? Or like, my partners will come spin the bin and murk you, you know what I mean? They'll slide a little bit of that in there.
Put the medicine in the candy.
There you go. But I don't think that's, wait, you mean put the candy in the medicine?
No, put the medicine in the candy.
Put the medicine in the candy, yeah. So I don't think that that's wise, because it's just like, that kind of comes across lukewarm, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So with me, it's one of the things where I was like, if I got to sacrifice a little bit of professional like growth in order to say I'm going to be uncompromising about my message, I'm down for it. Because mm-hmm. wherever I get, that's where I was meant to be in God's eyes. You know, a lot of people got selfish ambition, mm-hmm. and that's different from godly ambition. What godly ambition is, God, I just want to make you proud, and wherever that land me at, I'm content. Selfish ambition is the world telling me to chase being a billionaire. The world telling me this the newest car to get. The world telling me that this the brands I need to be rocking. That selfish ambition that had you chasing a moving target for your whole life. And I never fell victim to that, because around the time I was starting to get materialistic, I went to Ghana when I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I saw real poverty. I thought I grew up in the hood till I went to Ghana. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I came back, man, I'm not tripping on wearing Jabot jeans no more. I'm not tripping on, you know, having to, yeah, have this jewelry and be like the hot boys or whatever. Man, I just seen people who, their joy is their weapon. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't need to carry no gun. My joy is my weapon moving forward. I want my smile to light the room up when I come in there. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been on for a long time. So you apply that to the rap game and people going to be like, oh, he different. And because he different, and he love God, he a Christian rapper, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If that's what people call me, cool. But a lot of people, they just like, nah, bro. He's a college professor. Mm-hmm. He's a Harvard University fellow. He's a dope rapper. He's an activist. He's, you know, he's a bunch of things. He's an author. This is my children's book I just wrote.
Mm-hmm. David found his slingshot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that I wrote that at Harvard last year. And it's
based on you being bullied while growing up, right?
Man, I used to get bullied when I was in kindergarten, you know, like a lot of people. And when I was bullied, at the time, I didn't know how to get over that. So mm-hmm. This is an anti-bullying hip-hop children's book because, just like the story of David and Goliath. David was able to defeat Goliath when he found his slingshot. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. David didn't use nobody else's weapons. When they was like, here, take this shield, take this sword. He was like, nah, I'm good on that. I know what my gift is. My gift is using this slingshot. Mm. The way I overcame my bully is I found my slingshot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you read the book, you realize what my slingshot is, mm-hmm. but you realize that we all got a slingshot. And when you find your slingshot in life and you use it for the purpose God designed it for, you're going to defeat the Goliaths in your world, too.
All right, we got more with D1. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with D1. Charlamagne?
You've been propositioned to compromise yourself at different points in this industry, right?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't want, if you're not going to say it, I'm not going to say
it. No, let's say it.
Okay.
Yeah, say it.
Is it true that you were pressured to participate in homosexual acts for a major?
Is it true that you were pressured to participate in homosexual acts for?
Where'd you get that? I didn't see that on this.
No, it's very true. No, it's true. No, it's very true. Okay. I don't know how you heard that. Maybe you heard another interview or something. Mm-hmm. It's very true, brother. That's when I was a local rapper trying to get on. And when people see that you are vulnerable because they know they got the leverage, there's certain people in this industry who will be like, oh.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I think he'd be willing to do something strange for a piece of change. You know what I mean? And I had somebody, I was trying to get somebody to manage me at the time. And the person I was trying to get to manage me, I drove out of town. I went to a video shoot that they were a part of. And during the video shoot, we were going to have a meeting and talk about that. And yeah, that person kind of, you know, implied to me like, yo, like I'll manage you. You just got to do something for me. You hear me?
Yikes.
Yeah.
And when you see them managing artists now, you like, ugh.
Man, that person.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro. No, this a real thing, dog. Mm-hmm. This ain't no... I'm surprised y'all don't know most stories like that.
I do.
No, we do. We know a lot of them. So but not about you.
It's a real thing that I know. And unfortunately... So that person, they not like some big mogul nowadays. Whatever mm-hmm. trajectory they were on, like they fell off.
Yeah.
I say that. But I want people to know that story because I could have said yes. And I could have had something to this day that's a huge skeleton in my closet that I'm like, damn, bro. Mm-hmm. Like... I'm traumatized behind that, and I had to do that to get on. Mm-hmm. All I had to do to get on was be real, be righteous, and be relevant. You heard me? Yeah, so. Keep God first, man.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you one last thing about imposter syndrome, because you got a record called Imposter Syndrome.
Yeah.
And you're clearly at a place of worthy right now. So when did you get to that place of worthy and was able to say, you know what, I know who I am?
Anytime I'm entering a space where I feel like I'm being tolerated and not celebrated, shout out to you for that. I got that from you. Mm-hmm. I still feel a sense of imposter syndrome. In the music industry, for the most part, I feel like they tolerate me, but they don't celebrate me, right? Mm-hmm. My fans, man, my fans want me to win so bad. That's why my fans, like, we'll name our own price, D. We'll pay for your album. We'll go stream it too, but we'll pay up to $1,000 for your album. I got fans that love me. But the industry, bro, I still feel like they're like, dang, D got so many followers. He making so much noise. We gotta let him on this. So we gotta open this door for him. But they just tolerate me. They don't necessarily celebrate me. Mm-hmm. So I still feel imposter syndrome a lot of times when I'm in industry spaces. Because you can kind of tell when people are like, you're too big and too powerful at this point to not have you here. But we ain't necessarily like championing you. Like you can see the industry pushing some people to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? So it keeps me humble. It keeps me with a chip on my shoulder. It keeps me feeling like I'm that underdog from New Orleans. I'm David with more Goliaths to have to fight.
You think it's more like Sharif and Menace though? It's like, oh, here come D1 again. He about to preach to us and tell us put the weed down and put the liquor down.
Man, that's I don't, bro, because I never get that from people that like, man, you come across preachy or anything like that. I'm passionate, but that's why I'm able to be on the phone with a Boosie, on the phone with a Kodak Black, you know what I mean? Kicking it with Manny Fresh, Juvenile, like all these. Like, man, I'm just a regular dude, bro. I'm really just a regular dude who is simply not a slave to money, and I know who I serve, who we say we all serve, which is God. So because of that, cool, man, I can't be content with things that's not glorifying God that's happening on my watch and in my space. Bro, I'm on the Breakfast Club right now, man. I gotta say some stuff that's gonna impact people even after we long gone and we not on this earth no more.
I understand it because the negative is definitely amplified. So when people say things like, man, how come D1 just don't reach out to some of these people personally? I mean, you got to say what you're saying about the positive, and you got to amplify that too, right? Like, that got to be said publicly if the negative is public.
Thank you, bro. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Listen, man. Public actions deserve public responses. We have an industry that is putting this music out publicly every day. If I go on every playlist in the world right now, it's being curated with murder music, with music that's disrespecting our women, that's glorifying drug dealing. With that being said, man, it's got to be addressed publicly. Mm-hmm. It can't be like, why you don't hit all these individual artists up behind the scenes? And I'm not interested in, let me go at the industry. Who is the industry? I don't know who the industry is. Mm-hmm. Y'all had Leo Cohen on here talking about, hey, I got mouths to feed too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man, listen, America doesn't want to heal your trauma. America wants to monetize your trauma. Mm-hmm. This industry don't want to heal your trauma. They want to monetize your trauma. So I'm like, let me empower the artists and the fans to simply be smarter and say, let's continue to make hip hop. Let's continue to listen to hip hop. But let's make a healthier version of it that's going to be better for all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Give me your Twitters and Instagrams and all that stuff, D1.
All my social media is D1 Music, D-E-E, the number one music. You heard me? All my social media and on streaming platforms is just D1, D-E-E, dash, the number one. I got 11 albums out and counting. Y'all go check it out. Newest album, From the Hood to Harvard, please. And look, I want to bless y'all with these patches, limited edition patches. Yeah.
That's be real, be righteous, be relevant.
That's my collaboration I just did with Levi's. Envy, I got you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You hear me? Yeah, man. So that's my motto. When I say three is up, that's what it means, brother. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. And hip-hop, I know we could do all them things, and we're going to win together.
Congratulations on the collaboration.
Thank y'all, man. Yes. I can't wait to see y'all next time, bro, because we got to keep this journey going. You hear me?
That's right. Well, it's D1. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
X about me.
Relationship problems?
X about me.
You need to beat your coworker's ass.
X about me.
Your coworker need to beat your ass? Call it up. It's Dr. Jess, and I'm here to fix your mess. It's getting very much messy. Let me fix
it. DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Jess Hilarious is here, and it's time for Jess Fix My Mess. And we got Chris on the line. Chris, what up, Chris?
What's going on, Envy?
Now, Chris,
what's going on, y'all, boy?
You says you got three baby mamas?
Yeah, man.
Good luck with your question, brother.
Mm. All right, so basically, just I got three baby mamas. You know, I do for my kids, do everything I'm supposed to do as a dad, but they still interfering with my marriage that I'm in right now. How I go about that?
How are they interfering with their marriage? Are you interfering with them?
I mean, no, not necessarily. I try to keep the conversation as minimal as possible, as long as it's concerning the kids, you know.
Okay, so you are faithful to your wife?
I am faithful to my wife. However, due to, you know, recent events from the past and me not being faithful, I guess, with my baby mamas, they assume that the same situation applies with my current wife.
Yeah, with your current, they must be used to running every wife away. They run everybody off.
Huh. Yeah, they run everybody off.
Okay, now are they friends? Like, do they deal with each other? Is this like
not
the baby mama club? Or they don't like each other either?
No.
Okay, so this is I actually been in a situation. I was the girlfriend to a guy who had this situation going on, but ain't nobody run me off. I just left. You pretty much made this bed for yourself by dealing with all three of them, because it seemed like you didn't cut them off, and now that you do want to cut them off, their regular scheduled programming, they can't change how they've been operating because you didn't nip it in the bud when you were moving on in other relationships. So
I mean, I get that, but you know, my thing is here it is now, we grown. I had my kids when I was 17, and I'm 30 now. You see what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So after a certain point in time, you got to grow up and understand that things just going to be what it is, right?
Yep. And I think as long as you keep 100% communication open and being honest with your wife about what happened and why your baby mamas are that way, you and your wife should be good.
I hope so.
She don't know them gal from Charleston, though.
No, definitely don't know.
You know this person?
Is that Geechee? That Geechee in that voice?
Oh,
he know from Charleston. I can hear that.
Yeah, I know one thing. I don't know what you sound like, but I know you don't sound no 30, sir. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes, he sounds very wise.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Now, Jamel.
Huh?
Hey, Jamel. Time for Fix My Mess.
You all right, Jamel? He said, huh?
I'm all right.
He in trouble. What's going on?
What's your
got?
Question for Jess, bro?
All right. Listen up. I just want to. Who do you think I should take a girl on a first date? It was this list. It was a list out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It had all these different restaurants.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't take out a girl. What do you think I should take a girl out?
Well, how old are you, sir, first, so I can tell Jess?
I'm 26.
All right,
Jess. Hey, what the hell? Where are you from?
I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I know that's right. All right. Well, cool. I honestly feel like you should cook for her because to be honest, first
I mean, she got to come to the crib. She might not feel
yeah,
comfortable
coming
to the crib
though.
First date, come to the crib.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, listen, this is my thing because I didn't see this thing on Facebook that you're talking about, but I did see outside of Chili's and Applebee's when I was over in Puerto Rico, and I know this is also in the States as well, that they have food that contains ingredients that will like make people get cancer and all types of other stuff. They actually have these signs outside of almost every restaurant now. Like, be careful. Okay. The food contains, we have some ingredients in our food here that contains chemicals and stuff that can promote cancer in bodies. So, yeah, I don't think you need to take this girl nowhere. You can actually go take her to sit down at a sushi restaurant. I mean, that's like almost the cleanest way to eat. Or you cook for her. That's it. Get an Airbnb so it ain't your crib. Set it up real nice and cook for her.
Thank you.
Yeah, you welcome. He ain't know what to say because that's for real.
Maybe try bowling, bro. Try bowling.
Yeah, go bowling, yeah. But I'm serious. That's a real thing.
I seen that with the food that caused cancer, but it seemed like every food was on it.
Every food. But they now have to put that outside of their restaurants because that is true.
They would never do that in America because they know it would F up the money.
Absolutely.
They know it would mess up the money.
Well, 800.
You go in the store and everything would damn near have something
cancer.
On it that causes
or something that can cause cancer.
Yeah, well, Puerto Rico is America, sadly. And that's right. Where it was at.
Well, Jess fixed my mess. 800-585-1051. Call Jess right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Drewski.
How y'all doing?
Welcome back.
Les Black and Holly Fibbett.
How are you, brother?
Man. I'm good, man. I feel good.
I saw you on Ari Melville on MSNBC.
I don't know why I was on there, brother. I'm confused on why they put me on the news.
Who
but you know, man, I got a PR, man. I don't know what he got me doing. Yeah. I don't know. I just agree with what they tell me to do. I showed up. I'm showing up. I didn't even wear the right attire. So I just was
right.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you didn't act like you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You just
I let them know straight
the
up. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about on there. Man.
I loved it. Negotiations.
Yeah. Negotiations.
Politics.
Man, politics.
Now when you talk about remorse,
I know. Yeah, I know they talking about something. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna just try to blend in. I'm not gonna try to do too much. I'm just trying to blend in on here, man.
With the hoodie on.
Well, Ari be tapped in the culture, so I'm sure Ari knew who Drewski was.
Yeah. Somewhat. That dude. He's very hip. And he knows what's going on. He was reciting lyrics and stuff behind the scenes. Yeah, I don't know what that guy.
And it worked for you because, I mean, you know, you still ended up getting a viral moment.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
So the PR ended up working. It was like reverse of what it was supposed to do. I think we were supposed to be on there talking about me going to the White House or, dogs in the White House.
You went to the White House?
Yeah, I went like a year ago.
You had a dog?
No, it's I don't know why they had me talking.
You don't really know much.
Yeah, that's why it's a dog. I guess the Secret Service dog had bit somebody multiple
Biden's
times.
Dog bit a bunch of Secret Service.
Yeah, but they're not putting it down. So it's like, and then when I said that, he looked at me like, why would you? Yeah. So I was like, let's just move on to the next. I wanted them to talk about what they had to talk about because I was like, hey, the subject y'all had me talking about. I don't even want to talk about that. Y'all just keep doing y'all.
But you think the dog should be killed?
If it bit a
brother, put down. I like how he tried to that make it sound worse.
Drewski hates dogs and wants all of them to die.
Jesus. How many people did the dog bite?
It was a lot.
Yeah,
I think it's like 24 people.
Anybody else's dog, they'd have put your dog down.
But it was like Secret Service. Like,
first they'd have put a muzzle on him, then they'd have put that dog down.
If it was a black dog, a pit bull or something, gone. Yeah, it was out at the first bite.
Damn.
Yeah, not 20. 24 is, come on now.
So you got a new show, Could Have Been House.
It's an amazing show. It's based on, I was influenced by P. Diddy. And when he had the Making the Band show, that's why I can't look this way when I'm talking. That's why I said P. Diddy.
That's a lot.
I said P. Diddy.
He was like, you said,
and you said, I was influenced by the
He did Making the Band. You know, we were watching that earlier. Yes, you know. Yes, they, know. Yeah, they.
I love Making the Band.
Y'all wasn't watching Making the Band. We was watching Making the Band. So, yeah, it played a big part, and I really wanted to do something based on.
I hate this place.
It was too much space between. I said, It was.
You got to get to that quick.
I
like the priest of the business. You got to get to that quick.
What do you mean?
I need to say
by?
Making the Band first.
There you go.
I was influenced by Making the Band.
There you go.
The show.
There you go.
And it's an amazing show. It's pretty much like a comedic version of that. Kind of like how Chappelle did when he did like a skit on Making the Band back in the day. But we had contestants staying there for 7 days. They competed for $50,000.
And you come out of pocket to do that stuff, right?
Yeah, man. But you know. Nah, we had companies help us. We had Raising Cane's put up the $50,000 for the contestants to win.
You serious?
Yeah, I swear. And we had like Nike participated in putting in some money, okay. Prize Picks. Icebox Jewelry put in some money too as well. Yeah,
nice. Shout out to Icebox Jewelry.
I see you putting it out on YouTube, and some people would ask why. But if you getting your own sponsors and you making your own money, why chase behind these networks and these streaming services?
Yeah. Is that the thought process? Man. Yeah, kind of, because it's like we tried to pitch it to all these big networks anyway, and nobody believed in it. They were like, "Yo, what is Could Have Been Records?" Yeah, it's a lot of them older executives that don't really know. They're not really hip, and they just like. We heard this guy's funny, but we don't know what the hell Could Have Been Records is, you know? So every time I tried to explain it, nobody understood what I was talking about. So I'm like, damn, we probably just gonna have to do this ourselves. We went to every meeting. I'm taking Zooms. It's taking an hour. I'm explaining it for like an hour, breaking it down. We got a PowerPoint. I'm pointing at stuff. I'm making them laugh. So I'm like, oh, we got this. Nobody believed it. They all like, nah, we'll pass.
That's one of your most popular sketches, huh?
Yeah, I know. That's we got proof of concept.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the #1 pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm like, it's doing views.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get millions of views. But you know, they
What happened with the show with you and Kevin Hart?
Oh man, they took that off, man. We were supposed to do that.
Writer's strike.
Oh wow.
So during writer's strike, they took that down, man. They just got rid of it. I don't know what the real reason was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a show based on like past high school, being like a high school senior. And I came on there and talked about it with y'all. But yeah, they I really don't know the full reason, but they took that off, man. I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah, it low key pissed me off a little bit, but
yeah,
it is what it is. Just because, you know, I really don't know the full writer's strike reason. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like nobody fully knew exactly what was going on with writer's strike and all that. So I think they might have used that as an excuse. I really don't know, but
yeah
we had everything rolling, but.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about you with sketch, right? And I think about, you know, because I was born in 1978, so I've seen a lot of great sketch shows. In Living Color, Chappelle Show.
Get gas when you start talking about times like that.
But I think about it because you are very good at it, right?
Yeah.
Do you think you need a TV show to validate you to where people start talking about you in that way? Like they talk about the Key and the Pills, the Chappelles, then Living Colors.
Not really. I think because social media is so powerful now, bro. Like, without social media, and I'm sure she know this too as well. Mm-hmm. Like, social media might be bigger than TV now. Yeah. Like, it used to be the goal. Like, oh, we're gonna get the TV. We're gonna do this big thing. But it's like, when you really think about it, majority of the stars right now are like the social media people. We even got Twitch streamers who are making bigger bags than rappers. That's what I'm saying. Like, and Aiden Ross, these dudes are really making a lot of money. They're paying the rappers like real show fees to come onto their stream. So it's like, I don't know. It's different days, but I think that's what made me think I don't really need anything to justify anything, because it's like, damn, we doing it now. Like, we'll pull up to a city and say, we're doing Could Have Been Records tomorrow, and thousands of people are out there just lined up trying to audition. So it's like, that's really the goal for real.
Did the celebrities get it at first? I know they get it now, but did they get it at first? Because early on, Birdman was one of the ones that you did. Did he get it at first, or did you have to explain to Birdman?
It wasn't too much explaining to Birdman. Let's just put that out there, bro. It's not really any conversation.
Sound nervous.
Yeah, it's...
I saw you with your security too. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I got trapped with security now, brother. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's reasons for everything, right? You don't see the chain, so hey, stop asking.
Is the beef real?
Hey, man.
I think it's not, but
you gotta watch the show, man. Everything, house? Yeah, and could have been house on episode like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. You're gonna see the whole of how it happened, of what went down, and you know the whole altercation itself. So
who you more scared of?
You said, who am I more scared of?
Birdman or King?
What? Who?
King T.I.'s son.
Oh, come on, man. King Harris.
Ooh, he's standing on Benny.
What are we talking about, man? Come on, man. Right.
Don't play with people, kids. Nah,
he
don't
talking
play
about, with King. Hey, come on, man.
King said he talking about King T.I.P.
son?
Yes, King.
Man, he said he pulling up on you.
Nah, he did pull up on me at the video shoot. We had too much security out there, though. He did pull up on me. Yeah, he did.
To
he
the
did.
Standing on business.
Yeah, he tried to do like a oh my God. He tried to do a stare off. Got out of his car and just stood on kind of like the top of the car like that and just, I said, man,
starting in with business.
All right. And this is going right back to that nice ass house. He don't know about standing on no business, man. And y'all know that. Y'all stop playing, man.
Yeah,
I'm lying like I ain't from the separate suit. Yeah, I'm from the same way.
I think King will make it hard for you in Atlanta.
Nah, I with King Harris, though. He cool.
No, you to call that man.
No. We're from the same way.
All right, we got more with Drewski when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Drewski. Charlamagne.
Did you really win $1 million betting on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I did.
Amazing. Really?
Yeah, with Prize Picks, man. And it was just so
How
random.
How much you had to put up?
100,000.
And they gave you the million?
Yeah, that, like, I really got an account.
Wow.
Yeah, he wired it.
How long did it take?
Like 2 days.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked out for family and friends, though. Like, I threw about, like 300,000 worth.
You got to pay taxes on that money, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I said 300,000. I ain't say 500.
So you left with nothing.
No. I got a little something.
A couple hundred thousand.
But look, I already wanted to bless family and friends anyway. Beforehand. Yeah, I had this list in my mind during my come up that I'm like, all right. Because I used to always, like, stay at my homie's house during the come up, or like, you know, their family would let come in there and like shoot skits and wild out in the house, throw parties, do whatever. Like, you know how it is. So I already had this list in the back of my head. Like, all right, I want to look out for them one day. But it's hard when it's your real money. I'm like, hell no, I ain't trying to just do that just cause. So.
How much you give them though? Like, you give everybody the same amount? Or?
Yeah, no, I gave a good amount away. It was split up good. Everybody got what they owed, man. I ain't give too much to nobody. I ain't give too less to the other person. So
it's never gonna be enough, though.
Yeah, it's never gonna be enough. You know how that go.
The more successful you get,
I heard.
Drewski ain't doing this. Drewski ain't doing that. Yeah. You know.
I just hope they're thankful for it, because you know it came from a good place.
True.
Yeah.
And the trailer of the Could Have Been House, you had stars in it. You got Chris Brown, one of my favorite people.
I knew you was going to leave with Chris.
Yes, Chris. Snoop Dogg, Nav Green.
Wait. Why you say that?
Yeah, she loves Chris.
Oh, okay.
She loves Chris's.
I love Chris Brown, and I love my boyfriend Chris. But yeah, Chris Brown is, I'm a major fan. Okay. But how did you get them to be down with all the chaos? I know the show was chaotic.
Yeah, it was crazy as hell, man. Yeah. I think... honestly, Chris Brown, he's a good friend of mine, but he wanted to come in and participate somehow, some way. So we had Snoop Dogg come in and do like a whole bunch of like judging and stuff, but Chris Brown came in and did like a dance competition.
Yeah.
Where we like, is, I don't want to give too much of it away, but that can dance his ass off. And he don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
That was dancing behind the scenes. I'm like, hey man, wait till they start recording this. Sit down somewhere. Nah, he's a good dude, but nah, he's addicted to dancing, and he honestly does not stop dancing.
Yep.
But yeah, nah, we had him doing that. We had Troy Taylor on there. He's like a vocal coach. Who else we had on there? Crip Mac. You know who Crip Mac is?
Yeah, I seen Crip Mac. He be on No Jumper a lot. Right?
He is in jail.
He's in jail?
Yeah.
He used to be on No Jumper, though, right?
Well, yeah, he used to be on No Jumper. Yeah, but he,
What do you know?
That brother is in jail right now.
Damn it,
man.
And how long?
I really don't know. That he'd be in and out. That's why we had him come and talk to contestants, because it was like jail 101, what you got to cook in there, what it's like, and then he ran some fades with some
in the house?
He ran fades with the house.
I mean, beefing with him and just start fighting, or just teaching him how to fight.
No. He was like, yo, if you gonna go to jail, you gotta run some fades. So this lined everybody up in the house and ran. We thought it was gonna be like a slap box, you know. Everybody like, ah, the Crip Mac crazy. This just started knocking his house. I said, okay, man, we had to shut the whole...
You have insurance?
Yeah, we got all that. Everybody good. Ain't no concussions or nothing. Ain't no concussions. Nobody got hurt for real.
What the hell? It could have been...
But, you know, we put a stop to it after, like, the second one. we put a stop to it, though. Like, we knew, you know. After but y'all see it on the show. Y'all see it.
You see how I feel like they're trying to start beef between, like, the people who do, like, the sketches and stuff?
Man, I hate that, man. They love comparing, contrasting with everybody. Who you seen recently? They're doing the...
I saw the meme where they compared. They said, who's funny? You told me. I'm lying. Just told me about this last night.
Go ahead. I was talking about you and Desi Banks. You know?
They stay doing that. Bro, there's so many... I don't know why they try to put... And it makes like almost like a real... It almost feel like a real beef when you see the person, because you really, in general, you know, I f*** with him. Like, that's my guy. We did like a show early on where he brought me on to when I was still like young on the come up, and like, ooh. I think, Desi.
Desi, okay.
Yeah, we was in something in Atlanta. We did a show together, and it like I said, it makes it weird a little bit, because when you see the social media and like Twitter and all these people saying all these comments, it makes you feel like it damn near is beef in real life, because it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Kind of don't like this, man. But you don't really feel that way.
Right.
But it's like you're seeing all these comments. It gets in your brain, because I'm a competitive person. I'm so competitive that if I see something like that, it's like nah. I gotta win that.
Right, and it's not even personal.
It's not even personal.
Yeah,
it's not even personal. It just becomes this thing, and I'm sure he could probably agree the same way. Mm-hmm. But they do it with even like Country Wayne. They do it with DC Young Fly. They do it with everybody, man.
Yeah, and all of y'all do different things. But also, people don't realize when y'all being funny or being sarcastic. Because Dad left a comment, and he was like, "Stop comparing me to dude."
Hey, man, I don't know.
You don't know if that was real.
I don't feel that way. I think it's just. I hate that it makes you start to feel like it is because of how they try to. But yeah, we got to do better, man.
So why not call the person? I'd be like, man, listen, man, just in case we ain't got no issues.
Because it ain't even got to be all.
It ain't, because it's like, bro, let's keep grinding, man. It ain't about that. Because I don't even want to. Because when you make that call, it's almost acknowledging like, hey, they doing their job, man. They making me not like. But I think, I don't feel that way. I just, you never know how the other side feel. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about people that are also, they accuse you of stealing their skit ideas?
Mm.
I saw the guy named Malik.
That was more recent. I think, I don't know, man. I honestly, I've been so original since I started, like, doing skits in general. Like, I never felt like I had to steal from anybody. If anything, I felt like people stole from me, but that's neither here nor there. I don't address it. I think I did see the whole thing with that dude, and...
What did he say he stole?
The work-wise people.
The one you just posted that this week.
Yeah, this past week.
Having a work relationship.
And it blew up so crazy. That was probably, bro, I got like 70 million views
because
on Twitter.
Because it's relatable.
Yeah, it's like 20 million on Instagram. Yeah.
I think because it's true. I think a
couple million on TikTok. Yeah. So I think, I'm a truth teller, brother. Like, I do skits on things that I went through. Mm-hmm. Things I've seen in real life. It's nothing. I'm not faking anything. So there's, of course, if we're black, we have all seen almost similar things. It's kind of like when Cat Williams was calling out some of the dudes for stealing his jokes on stage. It's like, yo, we are all kind of from the same. We've seen the same struggle. We've seen the same type of shit. So it's like, it's kind of hard not to say that maybe sometimes we are stealing. But yeah, I never had to do that to, especially with me being, you know, so original with my I never had to steal nobody.
That's not stealing. You consider that stealing, just because you got...
But the thing is, I never even saw the dude until I started seeing people tag it. So I'm like, damn, who is this? So I went to the page and I saw that he does those type of skits all the time. So I'm like, oh, brother, that's... came in and did one. I'm not trying to take your flow here, but he had written down. He's like, y'all seen Buddy stole my shit? And I'm like, bro, come on. But see, I never address it like that. I just read it and be like, I just laugh because it's keep pushing, man. There's no point in entertaining all that. Yeah. So, yeah.
But I'm saying, when you got an idea, like the work husband, work wife idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a.
But who did it better, brother? Let's talk about that. Who did it
better? See, this is where the
peep
started.
The most vibes.
You already said that. You said that low.
You know, to each his own.
Was fire. I ain't see it.
Yeah.
You ain't. That's your guy. You see how peep started? You see?
Crazy.
No, I really didn't see it.
Stupid, man.
I saw yours. I definitely saw yours.
Yeah, nah. It's
Yeah. But it worked for Malik, because honestly, no disrespect.
Yeah, that's his whole flow, and I respect that he does that. It's cool.
But I never heard of Malik until this.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what I said. And he just swear, they like, bro, he's seen that. So I started seeing people, he posted another skit recently. They like, oh, Drewski gonna steal this one. It's not something I just do. They just assume that I'm watching this. Nah, I think what he's doing is great. Hey, I applaud him. That's his flow. Keep doing it, brother.
All right, well, we still kicking it with Drewski. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hello. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Drewski. Charlamagne?
You know, I wanted to ask you about Could Have Been Records. Like, you talk a lot about the 360 deals and the bad contracts. Do you actually talk to artists about that? Is that what you
Hell yeah. I like to tell people straight up, we're going to fuck you over. Mm. That's why I said I was inspired by P. Diddy. That's what I was talking about. Why the f*** do y'all keep looking at me like that? When I say that, I'm saying that I'm inspired by the way he was talking to his people over. Well, I ain't say that. I ain't say that. I like the way that he was talking to the people at his label on the show. You know, like, yeah. So that's the same way we do our business. Yeah.
Yeah.
We tell you straight up. If you know you getting f***ed over from jump, what the problem is?
You can't,
You knew the contract when you got in here.
That's true.
You knew what it was.
By the way, that's true even if you don't tell him that, because them can read. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Go get you a lawyer, read the contract.
They can't all read, though. Don't.
Yeah.
They can't all read. Yeah, somebody that was dyslexic that was recently on the show. You know them. Okay, his brother can't read either.
I'm waiting on you. Nah, brother.
He like to get you to just keep talking and just run down that rabbit hole of saying stupid. He like, keep doing it. Go ahead. Talk yourself into that hole.
So Drewski done did. Drewski done did. Dog.
Yeah, I spotted that. I got to come back and correct myself. I feel like we need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this. Wait for Drew to finish his whole answer.
I thought you came here just had beef with everybody.
Nah. Y'all bringing up all the beef, man.
Dogs, dyslexic, Diddy, Desi.
Wait, whoa. Nah, y'all, hey, come on, man. I don't got no beef with problem with nobody, man.
Is it tough for people to take you serious in meetings? Because you play
obviously.
Too much?
You see, like, I'm trying to be serious, man.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well-known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I get my point across. Since I was a kid, man, I always, yeah. But I think...
What do you mean, even when a kid, when you was a kid, they didn't take you serious?
Yeah. I think, like, teachers, students, all that, man. Like, we always used to... I used to f*** around so much that everybody mm-hmm. thought everything I said was a joke. You know, so it's normal. But the people close to me, they know. Why are you laughing, man?
That man talking.
Yeah, man.
No.
A brother's trying to tell his truth right now,
that's
man.
I'm laughing at that man.
Yeah.
Do you remember a time where, like, you was, like, dead serious? Like, man, I'm, like, you was sick or something, and you didn't believe you, and they didn't believe you?
Yeah, nah, I had to go to the hospital when I crashed on a four-wheeler, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And well, really like 3 or 4 years ago. And I went to the hospital and everybody was in there trying to take selfies, take videos and joke around. But I really was like hurt for real.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a whole joke that I was in there like, what the hell you doing in here? I'm like, tell me.
Oh, they thought you were doing a slap.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're like, everybody like, yeah, it's like, yo, I need help right now. You know what I'm saying? But that's the problem. Boy, what your ass doing in here? Get your ass, sit up. I'm like, my back. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing about comedians.
Man.
You can never be serious or like really be going through some real
But no, that's because of you, because you do sketches.
Nah. Even DC. DC recently, I think somebody stole his bag or something.
Yeah.
And in the comments roasting. They said, lame man, lost your bag at the club. I'm like, damn. Bro, he has some valuable things in there, man.
No, I can't.
Can y'all really show some remorse for this dude?
Yeah.
People don't give a when you funny, people don't give a
with your skits, yo, you do be having like you. Be,
yeah,
you
I be having real circumstances. Yeah. So I think people be thinking that I be coming into
stadiums, arenas, courthouses.
Yeah, it don't matter
hospitals.
Where we at. TSA.
So I can
yeah.
Like, why would I believe you?
Yeah, you're right. I get it. So yeah,
I had a guy text me. When was NBA All-Star Weekend? Last weekend?
Yeah.
He's flirting with you? Yeah. Shut up. Guy texted me last weekend. And he was in a group chat, and he was like, man, most popular person at some NBA All-Star party was Drewski. Hands down. I'm like, hey, I mean, doing his thing.
Yeah, man. No, I'm blessed. I'm thankful, man.
Did you feel that in the party that he was talking about? I don't know which one he was talking
little
about.
A little bit, yeah, because my dumb ass was standing on the couch, and nobody else was standing. No, that wasn't Mike Rubin.
Yeah, I don't think it was Mike Rubin.
Yeah, it was, he talking about an All-Star, not
NBA
Super Bowl.
All-Star,
yeah. Mm. I remember that. Yeah, I think it was Jadakiss. Jadakiss was there. Yeah, it was a couple different that was out there.
Jadakiss had a party?
Yeah, I think Jadakiss had a party. It was one of them old heads, man. They had a party.
Jesus Christ.
No. I'm just saying, like, it was one of those brothers. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's get into your record. Let's introduce your record.
Yes. Hold on, one more thing. You and Jack Harlow got a movie, right? Are y'all still working on that?
No, we're not working on that.
God damn.
another writer's strike.
Damn.
Another writer's strike. We had a whole bunch of, a lot of missed opportunities. But see, it don't be about the missed opportunities, man. It's about continuing to try. You got to keep doing this over and over, figuring it out. Yeah. It don't matter about the no's. They only going to know about the yeses. Unless y'all bring it up. Ain't nobody really watching.
You and Jack got a good relationship, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's my boy.
Y'all, how you feel about this record talking about whips and chains?
Man, bro. He's going crazy.
I mean, there's a white guy talking about whips and chains in America. People love that.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about, like, locking them down. Like,
that's what slavery was all about.
No, man. You know what I'm saying. Like, locking them down. Like,
so
nobody can
okay
lock them down.
You're okay with slavery is what you said.
No, man.
As long as it's just.
See, I keep trying to set me up, bro. Nah. It's a good song. I think he, yeah. It's a bop, man. Moving on, because I don't want to have to correct myself on that.
Introduce your record, man.
Yeah. It's a about my music. About to go number one. Play my Standing on Business. Me and Snoop Dogg.
All right.
Yeah.
Standing on Business.
DJ Drama on there, too.
Shout out to Drama.
Yeah.
We appreciate you for joining us.
Yeah, follow Drewski if you're not already, but who is it?
Yes.
Definitely, man.
Yes.
You know, thank y'all.
And always a pleasure to see you, bro.
Yes, love same
you,
to y'all, man. Thank y'all.
All
thank
right.
Y'all.
It's y'all The Breakfast too. Club. It's Drewski.
Come on. You're checking out The Breakfast Club.
Your execution on the Donkey of the Day is something to behold. Is it a read?
Gave me Donkey of the Day, and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
Tell them.
Tell them. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to
go. Damn, Charlemagne. Who you giving Donkey of the Day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, Donkey of the Day goes to two Ohio women, Lorene B. Forello, she's 55, and Karen Cashbaum, she's 63. Now, I didn't go looking for two women to give Donkey of the Day to this morning, but God clearly wanted me to deliver this message today. I know, Charlemagne, how dare you give two women the biggest hee-haw on International Women's Day? Well, I have no reason to explain. Instead, I'll let you hear it yourself, and you decide. Let's go to Fox 8 Ohio for the report, please.
Ashtabula City officials say they are stunned after arresting two women, Lorene Forello and Karen Cashbaum, who are accused of taking a deceased 80-year-old man through a bank drive-thru to withdraw money from his account.
They both have been charged with felonies.
Ashtabula City Police Chief Robert Stell tells us the women are facing charges of theft and gross abuse of a corpse.
They're charged with gross abuse of a corpse for taking a person who was dead and acting in a manner that would shock the conscience.
Police say the women lived with the elderly man, Douglas Lehman, and they found him dead inside the home Monday. But instead of calling police or an ambulance, officials say the two had other plans.
Yeah, the allegation is that he was propped up in the front seat of the car and taken through the drive-thru so that the bank would see him in the vehicle and they'd be able to make the withdrawal.
After receiving about $900, the women are accused of taking his body to the hospital and then leaving.
Oh, my God, no. First things first, rest in peace, Douglas Lehman. Okay, dropping the clues bombs for Douglas Lehman. All right, these two women rode around with a man's corpse, propped him up in the car, and withdrew money from his bank account. Now, here's the thing. Both these women were not related to this man, yet they both lived with him. That man was 80 years old. Lorene, you 25 years younger than him. Karen, you 17 years younger than him. That means combined, y'all are 42 years younger than that man. If y'all two relatively young ladies to him had been sucking and sexing this man the way y'all were supposed to, you wouldn't have had to prop up his body to go withdraw money because y'all would have had access to his accounts already. Okay, if you was feeding and fornicating with this 80-year-old properly, you would have owned everything he owned. 80 years old, all he needs is fruits and vegetables, some starches, beans, fish, some proteins, easy work. If not, you know, if y'all were doing that, y'all would have been in this man's will already. Okay, clearly these women never listened to One City Girls album ever in their life. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all supposed to be tag teaming that old man. You should have been giving him the best last days of his life. He 80. He not even getting erections like that anymore. All he really want is company. Now, erectile dysfunction is not an inevitable part of aging, especially if you have a healthy lifestyle, okay? You know, if you led a healthy lifestyle that helps you to prevent diabetes and hypertension and heart disease and other diseases, but it's still a little bit more difficult for older men to get aroused during sexual stimulation than younger men, so you didn't even have a lot of work to do. 80 years old, he just wanted some company. Now, the reason they did this, you heard, you know, wasn't as cruel as one may think because the bank previously allowed the women to withdraw money from Doug's account as long as he was with them. So when they went to get the $900 out, the teller gave it to them because they didn't know Doug was there. They saw Doug just propped up in the front seat, so they gave him the money. Now, listen, Jess Hilarious, regardless of what the internet says, you are a woman, a mother already.
Don't play with me. Okay.
Why you started like that?
Another on the way. You are all woman.
I don't care what the internet say.
Defend these two women and what they did.
I will never. What the hell do I look like? Stop playing. I don't want to say something else, but
okay.
We on the radio and oh, we going to get fined. So
say the first letter of it.
Don't effing play with me.
Okay,
ever.
Okay.
I will never defend this. Clearly, they didn't see Babs because Niecy and Mickey didn't have to do no sexual acts, didn't have to suck him or do none of that crap to Mr. Manley. And they both was in the wheel at the end when he died.
Good
yeah,
point.
They just had to take care of him. Apparently, they probably wasn't even taking care of him right. Because if you're getting taken care of right, then you'd be put in the wheel, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, but no, you was making it real sexual, and they ain't had to do that.
Even had to be sexual.
Yeah, because I'm not ever trying to suck on no 80-year-old yin-yang. You, never.
You're going to get married one day. And your husband's going to be 80.
Yeah, when I'm 80, all right, cool.
Okay.
But
yeah.
They young. Don't nobody want to do that. Yeah. I don't care how much money is on the line.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
So there's no justification for what these two women did.
I don't know, Envy. You said a millionaire.
Oh, Envy, you on an 80-year-old penis for a minute?
He asked me the question.
Oh, okay. I thought he
said. Why you want me to be gay so bad?
So listen, you... There's no justification for these two women.
No, there's no justification.
Okay.
What? Propping a man up?
Gotcha.
Like, what is this? Weekend at Bernie's? Like, what, is that what it was?
Yeah.
You propped him up?
Yes.
Are you dumb?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm not.
All right. That's why Jess Hilarious is a woman you can trust. Please give Lauren for Raylo and Karen Cashbaum the biggest hee-haw.
And then they're just going to drop him off at the hospital and just leave him?
Jess makes a good point. That's why I said earlier, all this man really wanted was company. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If they was just treating him good, they would have been in the will. By the way, they might be in the will and don't know it, dummies.
Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
We have Becky Lynch. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Becky, I'm not going to lie. For some reason, I thought you were going to be a lot bigger.
Oh,
on TV,
right.
You look like you super muscular. Like, I thought you could lift up every man in the room and throw us out the roof.
Right. I've been bulking.
Who says she can't?
I've been bulking. You've been bulking? Dynamite comes in small packages.
Mm. Did you ever hear Ply song? Ply song, Becky? Can you give me that, Becky?
Yes, I've definitely heard that.
You know what it's about?
Yeah, I know what it's about.
What's it about?
You know what it's about?
What's it about?
It's about, you know, getting down.
Okay.
It's a morning show, right?
It's actually about somebody going down, but same difference. Yeah, same difference.
About getting down.
But Becky is here to promote her new book, Becky Lynch. It's an autobiography. Becky Lynch, the man, not your average girl. What made you decide to write a memoir now?
So I always wanted to write a book. My dad was always on me for writing everything down. And when I became a big wrestling fan, my dude was Mick Foley.
Oh, yeah, yes.
You remember Mick?
Yeah,
I loved Mick. And he's the person who really got me into wrestling. So he had written a book. He had written it himself. And have you ever read it?
I saw his documentary, though.
Such a great book. Such a great documentary, too. I used to watch that on repeat when I was... And so it was always kind of in the front of my head that one day I wanted to write a document or write a biography. And so then the deal fell on my lap and I got to work. And here we are.
Why the title The Man, not your average girl?
Because I'm the man.
I know, that's right.
And so around 2018, I adopted the moniker The Man because in our business, in most businesses, right, the top dog, the person who is of outstanding ability, has historically been referred to as The Man.
Mm.
And so this was me claiming that I am the man now.
Okay.
Yeah, she bring all to these rules.
Yeah,
I'm the man, Lynch, everything. I know, that's right. She said, listen, now I'm breaking the rules.
You got into a huge head injury that kept you away from wrestling for a while. So what made you want to go back after all that, the trials, the tribulations, the stress and all that?
Gosh, so when I left it, I kept trying to find things that I wanted to do. Like, I became a personal trainer and I was like, yeah, I'm not really into that. And then my mom was a flight attendant, and so she asked if I wanted to be a flight attendant, so then I became a flight attendant, and I wasn't into that. And then, I would do different things, like I ran a Pilates studio, and I did a teaching English as a foreign language course, and like just all of these random things that I thought maybe this will be my passion, you know? And then I started an acting course, and I loved that. And then I went to acting college, and I liked that. And then from that, then I ended up doing the stunt work, which then led me back to WWE. But in that entire time frame, like, I kept feeling like there was something that I was meant to do in wrestling, that I had this passion and this just a spark for it. And I don't even know what that spark was, because I wasn't necessarily the greatest, but I maybe thought about it differently, and I just had a love for it. And I felt tremendous guilt for leaving it and for feeling like it had given me so much and I had left it. And then when I got the opportunity, it was like, oh yes, this is what I'm meant to do.
Right. As a woman, who introduced you to wrestling? Who introduced you to wrestling?
My brother.
Your brother, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
my
okay,
brother. Gotcha. He was, so I always remember being in the house, you know? I remember like watching it when we were kids, but then falling out of it. And then when the Attitude Era happened and Mick and Stone Cold and mm-hmm. The Rock mm-hmm. and everybody was
classic
so
time.
Hot. It was mm-hmm. so great. Mm-hmm. And but still I was stuck in that, oh, wrestling's fake kind of thing. Like I was the worst. And then when I would see Mick Foley on TV, I was like, oh, this guy's really captivating. So then I would come back and I would watch, and then I saw Lita for the first time. She was so cool. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then I was hooked.
Had The Rock been good for business coming back?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great. Anytime The Rock's involved in anything.
I love to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been awesome. And he's always been so great to me and encouraging in my career, and to have him back and watch him do his thing has been amazing.
How often do you practice?
Gosh, practice? Well, we're on the road 52 weeks a year. So we're in the ring. We're doing live events. So we might have TV. We have two TV shows a week. We've got Raw and we've got SmackDown. But in the interim, we have live events, shows that only happen for the house, like a live theater, if you will. And they happen on Saturday and Sunday. So
we're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm on the road every week doing those live events, and that's more practice than say practice, you know. Right. So we work out every day, and then when we go, you learn more from being in front of a crowd than you ever would just wrestling around in the gym. And
have you ever been starstruck, like you're a match and you're wrestling somebody that maybe you're a fan of, and you ever get stuck sometimes, like, wow, I'm here?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
No,
no, I don't think that's ever happened. No, no. Well, actually, you know, because I've done promos with Rock and John Cena, and that's been very cool. Like, like there's been a moment of, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You know.
But never while you're in the fight, though.
No. Okay. No, because then you have to just carry on with business, and then you got to be the man. You know.
Yeah. So you have a baby.
I do.
Yes,
I do.
How was that? How was motherhood and being a pro wrestler? How's that?
It's the best. It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act. And one that I don't think you ever really figure out, you know? You just do your best and you get on with it. But she's incredible, and she comes everywhere with us.
Does she? How old is she?
She's 3.
Well, she has to, though, because Seth is a wrestler, too.
Yeah.
Like you said, y'all are on the road.
Yeah. So it's cool being able to do that and bring her everywhere with us. And we're lucky. We're in a good position. We have a bus, and our bus driver is amazing, and then his wife is our nanny, so she looks after our baby while we're working and while we're in the building. And it's like she has an extra set of auntie and uncle, you know. And that's so cool. It's a big family adventure. And then we're always, you know, we're in the ring every night, but during the day we're looking for zoos and for kids' museums.
One day all that kind of stuff. With like you're losing, and then all of a sudden your daughter pops out of nowhere and helps mommy. Just got to do that one. I seen a video the other day. It was real wrestling. A little sister came in and helped her brother. But you got to do that one time. Like when you're losing, and then here comes the 3-year-old with a toy or something, hits the Rock over the head, and you win or whatever. Maybe I don't know.
That would be a great TV moment.
Yeah. That's incredible.
You know, when Rock bottoms the baby, then what?
Jesus Christ.
When he Rock bottoms the little 3-year-old, then what?
Oh, Lord. Then he'd really be a heel. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got more with Becky Lynch when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with WWE star Becky Lynch.
The man.
The book is Not Your Average Girl. How do you define average?
Gosh, I don't know. What is average, I suppose? I think that's the other question. I never think that there's a normal, like what is normal? But I think average is the baseline, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's the standard, what is it? The standard girl is 5'4" or something like that.
Yeah, because the average guy is what, 5'7"?
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
So something like that. Yeah. So you know, it's metrics that you can measure. You know, what's the average weight? You know, so I think I was always in that average line, like average weight, average height. Average intellect, probably average grades, you know, but I've been able to carve out this quite unaverage life for myself, and I suppose that's the message of the book is I suppose especially in a world where it's superstar, right? Like we call them superstars, and so you expect people to be superstars and look phenomenal in a certain way and be a certain way. I wanted to show that you don't have to have all that. You just have to have a dream and work for it, you know?
When did you realize you weren't average?
I don't know. I think I've felt like I had this gift for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a physical gift. It's a mental gift. Mm-hmm. It's the way that I think about it, and this spark and this passion. And I suppose that might not be average, but in terms of everything else, I think I'm just living this human experience that we all are, that I'm trying to document and communicate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also helped with wrestling, is that I feel much like everybody feels, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have your doubts about yourself, you have your insecurities, and you're constantly fighting to overcome them. And so sometimes then my opponents become those things that I'm trying to overcome. And a lot of the time the story is me versus me, you know? And I think that's the bigger opponent.
What I want to ask about, you talked about women getting this, you know, the same salary as their male counterparts. How difficult was it for you, you know, because I know it must have been a fight to show that, look, I'm just as talented. People come to see me just as much. How difficult was it for you to make sure that you got what you deserved as far as financial?
So that, I mean, the last contract I signed was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was coming back after having my kid. But when I left on top. You know, it's one of those things where sometimes in a male-dominated sport, we're historically like, thank you for that. I don't want to make any way. But it was one of those things where I was like, no, I deserve this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason that I should not be getting paid the same as a top guy or anybody, but because of my gender, no, I've been able to, you can put me in any main event. Mm-hmm. You can put me in any main event and it makes sense. I've proved that time and time again, so mm-hmm. compensate me fairly, please.
Absolutely, you know? I get it.
You know, but it is, I think it is that thing of like, of having to ask for more. And I think we're like, oh, I'm so grateful that you're paying me more than we used to be paid, but still I need more. No, you yeah, know, so you're always kind of pushing that barrier, and it's come a long way, and I love to see it.
Yeah, and I would say, just as a voice for women, don't stop doing that. That's really that's good that you're doing that. You just recently gained your citizenship. How does it feel to be an American citizen?
It feels great.
You can tell
it
the
feels
truth.
Great.
You can tell yeah. the truth.
No.
That's true.
But so look, I always wanted. I came to New York when I was 6 years old, and I was in love with the place. Mm-hmm. I loved it, and you know, I watched American TV. That's what I grew up on, American movies. I always wanted to come over here, and I felt like if I could come over here, then I could be whoever I wanted to be. It didn't have to be this average girl.
You
know, I could do more. I could do more with my life. And I've been able to live my dream. And I've been able to have my amazing family and live beyond my dreams, because I have an incredible hot husband who I definitely wouldn't have gotten in Ireland. And
damn, you just shit on every
no,
man
no,
in
no,
Ireland.
No, I didn't
Ireland
mean that.
Man,
very, very,
Rebecca
very
Quinn
handsome men.
Ugly.
No, very, very, very handsome men. Very handsome men over there. They're lovely lads. Lovely lads. You know, but they didn't have him, you know? You know,
right.
This fine, handsome Armenian lad. And because of that, then I wouldn't have had my daughter.
Yeah.
And so I am so proud to be Irish. I am so proud of my heritage and everything that comes along with being Irish, you know, the banter and the storytelling. But America has afforded me this amazing life and my amazing family, and to be able to marry those two has been great.
I love it.
You know?
Are you scared of Rhea Ripley?
No.
Jesus.
She was talking a lot of smack.
I'm not scared of anybody.
Mm.
Don't look at me like that. I'm
scared.
I'm
scared.
Are you distracted though? Because next week is WrestleMania 40. Are you on a book tour right now?
I am on a book tour, but I can do it all because I'm the man.
You
better do it all. I can
it.
Do it all.
Mm-hmm. Back
I can
in.
Be on a book tour. I can be a full time mother and wife and be a full time performer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I can do it all.
And still beat Rhea Ripley.
She mentioned your daughter.
She did mention my daughter.
What did she say about the baby?
She said that she's going to leave a little bit of me so that I can be at home watching her while my daughter calls her mommy.
Damn.
Wow.
And
that wasn't in the
script.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. That fired me up. Mm. That fired me up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't.
That's your kids.
You don't mention my daughter.
No,
but also,
yeah.
Also, I... You know, I've gotten to do a lot of things that I am proud of, but none of it compares to being a mother and being her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you don't
you
mess with that.
You better be high ass.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I will. And I did. One, I smacked her little boy toy, Dominic Mysterio, punched him right in the face. Great punch. Great punch. Go
right.
Look it up. It was a great punch. I'm surprised he got up from it.
So you guys are not friends? Like,
No.
I mean, just other wrestlers, or you other wrestlers, you have friends, but you just don't F with her.
No.
So you see her in the street, you might two-piece her.
Might, yeah.
Does it help or hurt to take all that emotion in the ring?
Depends what you're talking about. Does it help to sell tickets? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt emotionally? Absolutely. But I think the best stories and the things that people relate to are the things that are real.
Yeah.
So I think you need to be courageous enough to put them out there, because they're the things that are going to resonate with people, and they're the things that are going to entertain people too, you know, and that's what people want. That's why people watch wrestling. You want to You want the distraction from everyday life. You want to live vicariously through these characters or forget about your own stuff. That's a great thing about wrestling.
Has everything that's been going on with Vince McMahon, him stepping away from the organization, has that distracted the organization in any way?
No, I don't think so. I think we're in this new boom period. Like wrestling is the hottest it's been in years. And I think the thing is that now we have a new focus. We're all banded together in making wrestling the coolest thing on TV. And I would say we're doing pretty darn well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pick up the book right now. The Man, Not Your Average Girl, Becky Lynch.
Fire cover, by the way.
I know. Thank you.
I know. Thank you. Love it.
Appreciate you again. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Becky Lynch.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Positive Note. What we got?
Positive Note is simply this, man. Be careful what you wish for others, because it just might get to you, all right? To wish bad things for somebody else is actually like looking for something bad to happen to you, because when you wish bad karma on somebody else, you bring bad karma on yourself, okay? You are consuming and bringing in negative vibes into your life. Instead, be the person you wish they were. Be the person who brings only positive thoughts and good vibes into their own life, because being negative yourself will only bring negative into your life. Don't poison yourself hoping somebody else will die, all right?
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.